Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air. Welcome to WPR Rebuttal, covering the sides of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, bringing narratives UW System Board of Regents won't allow, shedding light on perspectives the owners of WPR don't want you to hear. I'm your host, Senator JPO, and today we'll examine the changes in Canadian dairy price policy and the extent to which they might or might have not impacted Wisconsin dairy exports. That's been in the news quite a bit this week, but it hasn't been well explained. And that's why I went out of my way to research this issue, to find the information from the provincial government in Ontario, and to piece together what happened and why now it is claimed that what happened in Ontario is affecting exports to all of Canada and not exclusively to that province. Okay, so essentially I summarized my thoughts in a series of discus comments over at the Wisconsin Public Radio website, and I went to the articles and I just made some germane remarks to fill in details that the articles from WPR proper had overlooked. So the first thing is Ontario's provincial government conferred with Canadian Dairy Farmer Trade Organization, and together they made two changes to local dairy production. The broadest change is that all domestic Canadian milk, all the Canadian milk that's made right there in our own country, can be sold within Canada at world market prices. And it's important to realize the world market prices are cheaper virtually across the board than the Canadian prices. So in other words, the Canadian government is subsidizing their dairy producers in order to sell more cheaply. And that's why imports that still have the tariffs on them, they're going to be more expensive. So at the mass production level, naturally, most of the procurement is going to come from local Canadian milk producers. Now, if you're looking for artisan milk, you know, particular okay, looks like I was somehow disconnected from my own show, and then I dialed back in. Okay, so yeah, really that's why I had a three-month hiatus, is I was looking for another podcast platform, and I didn't find anything that was as good as Blog Talk Radio, but it's just, you witness right now, Blog Talk Radio isn't good either. So okay, well, I'm back on the show. Now, if anyone wants to call in, our guest number is 929-477-3965. Again, that's 929-477-3965. Okay, so the tricky part with the Canadian government subsidizing its local milk production is that, of course, imports have more tariffs on them. Unfortunately, I could not find a table that compares the import milk price versus the local Canadian-produced milk price. I'm sure internally, like in a trade magazine, they might have such a list of the price, but I couldn't find it on the internet. So what I do know, though, is the general relativity of the prices, and all across the board, I mean, even if it's spread, the spread within each product might vary more or less. The general direction is for the foreign milk to be more expensive due to the tariffs. Now, That's where we come in as Wisconsin dairy farmers, is that the with that change, which was the changes were kind of rolled out and staggered. First off, the Class 6 regulations regarding the ultra-filtered or micro-filtered milk, those were technically rolled out last year, last autumn. And what happened now is April 1st is something called a Class 7 regulation, but I couldn't find anything about it. When I found the Ontario Dairy Farmers website, their Category 7 was blank. So I only know about the Category 6 regulation, and that means any milk used to produce a powdered milk or a milk concentrate, evaporated milk, condensed milk, any type of concentrated milk involves a Class 6 milk in its production. And of course, this means the micro-filtered or ultra-filtered milk is a input. It's an intermediate product used in the production of the powdered milk, of the concentrated condensed milk, and hence falling into the Class 6 category. It had been, in the past few decades, been exempt from tariffs coming into Canada. But now that's changed. That has been reversed. The tariffs have been reimposed. So essentially, what American producers of ultra-filtered milk have to do is just think of some way to market based on quality instead of marketing on price. Okay, now here is where I come in, because I was looking into the science of milk production, and I found that ultrafiltration determines the extent to which a milk is purified or clarified or made free of contaminants. Now, according to Ontario dairy farmers, those different types of ultra-filtered milks do contain a relatively large number of skin cells or just other cells from the cows that flake off. They call them the somatic cells. But the bottom line is that between 100,000 and 200,000 somatic cells are found in each milliliter of Ontario milk. Now, that does not make them free of contamination. In fact, it makes them mastitic. Well, subclinically mastitic and therefore legal, but still mastitic. Now, by comparison, if Wisconsin milk producers can prove they have fewer than 100,000 somatic cells per milliliter of milk, well, that would make their milk not mastitic. So you can imagine that's a great marketing gimmick, is to just say, hey, unlike Canadian farmers, our milk is completely non-mastitic. And this matters because whereas the healthy person with a normal immune system won't really tell the difference, and it doesn't really come through in taste either, but it comes through in terms of the residual pathogen. Well, the people with compromised immune systems are always having to watch out for the most minute pathogen, for the smallest strain of bacteria, because, you know, if they get even one or a few microbes, I mean, that can really cause a lot of problems because their immune system won't be able to fight off that minor infection. So to that population who's always spending money on medications, treatments, and on just living life to the fullest before they die in their shortened lives from a weakened immune system, well, they are a perfect target demographic for this ultra-clarified milk. And again, I'm sending my podcast link, my summary, Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, because so far, the Milk Marketing Board has been giving these farmers any additional assistance, because there are up to 79 milk producers who had been removed or offloaded from their contracts with grassland dairy farmers. And unfortunately, I mean, that contract was the lifeline for a lot of these milk producers. So my idea is to just invest in a quality test to show their milk is non-mastitic. They have fewer than 100,000 somatic cells from the cow udder or from the bovine entirely within each milliliter of milk from their dairy farm. And what the Milk Marketing Board can do is help out by giving a grant in order to pay for that quality testing and thereby publicize the results if those results are found to be favorable, i.e., completely non-mastitic. So, again, this is Senator Japio, who just devised a way to save, bail out the Wisconsin milk producers who lost their grassland dairy contracts and are having difficulty selling to Canada. Okay, so I already talked about how the tariffs have been restored for fine milk. Oh, disconnected again. I can't believe it, but yeah. And every time I call back, I have to put in my PIN yet again, and then I hear this same obnoxious tone. Since it appears you are calling back into a live show, we're bringing you live. I mean, come on. That's just extra extra latency and our delay. Okay, so it's all Ontario province is doing to go and allow the Canadian dairy farmers to go and sell their milk more cheaply because, again, that's where the bulk of the ultra-filtered milk producers are within Canada. They're in the province of Ontario. And then another thing they did is they restored the tariffs to imported ultra-filtered milk. And I devised a solution where Wisconsin milk producers can prove via grants for quality testing that their milk is actually less contaminated than the Canadian milk. So what else about the situation? Well, I mean, Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board should be all over this now. I mean, I just gave them this freebie idea. And UW Extension, you know, for all their claims to scientific approach to agriculture and helping the farmers, they haven't lifted a finger to help these milk producers. I mean, I just gave another idea that you would think the UW Extension would get behind, but no. I mean, they were just sitting idly by. I came up with this idea. And, I mean, if our organization wanted to prove itself, now would be the time. I mean, I just gave them this idea to go and give grants to these milk producers that they could prove via quality testing that their milk is non-mastitic. Okay, so I pretty much beat this issue to death. What else here? Oh, yeah, so why did I have a three-month gap between my January episode and my my post-tax day episode? Well, I was trying to find a better podcasting platform, and I was busy with my own things, too. I was researching how there really is not an opioid epidemic, not in Wisconsin, at least, and I was also looking into writing my own rebuttal to the North Star Consulting Group, because, you know, in another year or so, they will have another sham policy brief about the ostensible economic impact of dealing medicine. But again, my notes were on a computer and it died, and I could have sworn that they were part of my tranche of backups that I put in the thumb drive. But nope, somehow those highly important notes were not copied over, even though I had a lot of less important things that I had managed to copy over. But it's probably one of those situations where I don't have regular time to copy, so it's kind of hit and miss. But I have ordered from Amazon a hard drive enclosure, and it's just taking so long to get here, though. I mean, everything else I ordered from Amazon got here on time, so I have to track down the order confirmation, make sure that it was even confirmed in the first place, and then I can hook it up to the hard drive and then transfer it on a new hard drive, dig through the notes, and then finish my article from there. But, yeah, I pretty much covered everything that I needed to, and I don't see any callers on the dashboard. If you want to make a last-minute call-in to chat with me, our number is 929-477-3965. WPR Rebuttal is going to be celebrating its one-year anniversary because we launched April 29th of 2016. So I don't know if I have time next week. But either next week or in early May, I'll have a anniversary episode for WPR Rebuttal right here on Blog. I know I'd be early today, but hell yeah, I can't really find a time. I have to just go and make an episode when I have the time. So there's not going to really be a regular schedule anymore. It's just whenever you see that I'm live, call in. And more often than not, you'll probably catch my episode after I finish, just because being so sporadic by necessity. So yeah, download the podcast. Let me know your remarks. I have to get a new email address because the old one I had, the web host just isn't cooperating. So you know, the old email address is feedback@wpr-rebuttal.com. Forget that. The new email address is wpr-rebuttal@gmail.com. And that's the new email address, wpr-rebuttal@gmail.com. Yeah, trying to do my own band email address with a third-party host just isn't worth the trouble. No way. Okay, so next episode, I really don't know because I've been trying to fit these podcasts in while I've been alone at home. And really, oh, yeah. My dad has been laid off, so he's been around a lot more. What does he do if anyone wants to offer him work within the I don't want to get too specific my location because of stalkers and whatnot. But let's just say if you are between Middleton and Portage, and in that triangle between Portage and let's say – no, not really a triangle. It's more of a rectangle. If you're somewhere in the area of Richland Center and Milestone and Portage and Milton, in that general rectangular area, maybe it's more of a trapezoidal area, but if you are an employer who has electrical assembly or electrical component testing troubleshooting positions, please just send an email to wpr-rebuttal@gmail.com. And if it's a position that is comparable to what my dad was looking for, I will forward it on to him. Well, thank you in advance, and this is Senator JPO signing off for WPR Rebuttal. Have a great day.